USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is slamming the Supreme Court decision to toss out the election lawsuit. The president calling it a disgraceful miscarriage of justice on Twitter. Constitutional law professor Jonathan Turley on why the Supreme Court is deciding to pass on this case.
The court has never allowed other states to force compliance of the state laws of states that, you know, like Wisconsin and Georgia. This is something that has to come from within your state. And so it was carrying a lot of baggage going into the Supreme Court. It's extremely unlikely to succeed.
The FDA is granting emergency use authorization for Pfizer and BioNTech's COVID-19 vaccine. Distribution of the vaccine is expected to be within 24 hours, and the first shots could be given in the next few days. USA Radio News.
This report is sponsored by Vitalant. COVID-19 cases are rising in the U.S., and so is the need for COVID plasma donations, also known as convalescent plasma. In fact, the need for this type of plasma is urgent. Vitalant, the nation's largest nonprofit independent blood services provider, says distributions to hospitals have grown over 400% since September. But unless more donations are given, there may not be enough for all COVID patients. Convalescent plasma is collected from those who have recovered from COVID-19. It contains antibodies that can be used to treat patients with an active, severe COVID-19 case to give them an extra boost to fight their illness. Cliff Newmark is Vitalant's Senior Vice President of Donor Services.
Even if someone has not been diagnosed with COVID-19, they can still help. When donors give blood or platelets, they're informed of their COVID-19 antibody status. And if positive, Vitalant produces convalescent plasma from the donation. These donors can then give a convalescent plasma donation in the future.
For more, visit Vitalant.org or AABB.org if outside a Vitalant service area.
Skywatchers, this weekend's for you.
The Geminids meteor shower peaks on Sunday night. It's said to be the best display of shooting stars all year. Several thousand years ago, asteroid 3200 Phaethon left behind a trail of dust that keeps coming back around again every year at this time. The spectacle could bring more than 100 bright shooting stars across the sky every hour from nightfall into the early morning hours, and of all different colors. The chemical elements in the rock are what gives the Geminids their distinct colors. Your best bet to see it is to get away from the city lights late on Sunday. From the Oregon USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
A magnitude 5.0 earthquake is being reported near the California-Nevada state line. The U.S. Geological Survey says a preliminary quake struck on Friday night. They also noted an earthquake with this magnitude is moderate. That means there's a larger seismic event expected to occur. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world, one life at a time.
When I first switched over, because I stopped taking the other supplements I was taking and switched over all the way to Balance of Nature, I really noticed a huge difference. It was amazing. Like better sleep, better attention, better energy. It was just really, really great.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
California Democrat Congressman Eric Swalwell began a relationship with a woman suspected of being a Chinese spy. The accused spy, Christine Fang, helped raise money for his 2014 congressional reelection campaign and recruited at least one intern for his office. Republican Congressman Michael Walls of Florida says these elaborate plots of entangling congressmen is only the beginning and also stretches to colleges and universities across the country.
Look, this is the tip of the iceberg at this point. I spent a year on the China Task Force, and it is in our universities, students, it's research institutions. We really need to get a handle on this.
A new survey of 2,000 Americans found that 2020's nonstop flood of bad news took a toll on 75% of respondents, with 70% of the study's pool revealing they are desperate to do something positive to spread cheer each day. Well, many people are putting up elaborate Christmas decorations outside their homes. John Hennessy is just one of those folks in Naperville, Illinois. He shares with Fox Business why he's putting up all of his decorations.
I mean, I think this year with a pandemic going on, an election going on, you can't turn on a TV, turn on social media, and have fear and anger in this world, and maybe this just slows people down, brings a little happiness, a little bit of joy.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.